Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
The earth is not a catcher's mitt. And, notwithstanding the millenarian theories of some of the other denizens of the planet, nobody is aiming meteors, comets, or asteroids at it. There are a lot of rocks in the solar system, and they tend to follow the trajectories dictated by the gravity of Newton with the tiny modifications discovered by Einstein and the possibly even tinier perturbations hinted at by the Pioneer IO/11 anomaly. From time to time, the orbits of those rocks intersect those of Earth, with effects ranging from unnoticeable to devastating. A space rock killed the dinosaurs, or so we reasonably believe. Space rocks have wiped out species and, at least in the early years, reshape the planet. Can it happen again? Yes. Will it happen again? Maybe. Should you worry about it? No. And that no is the point of this particular blurgitum, since there are people who are worried about it, and I actually know a couple of them. This blog is for you, Mr. and Ms. Space Lab Hat. Two reasons to be cheerful. Reason the first, we live in an interregnum, so to speak. A century ago, the actual nature of the space rock threat wasn't understood. Yes, plenty of people was worried about sudden doom from comets, but it never occurred to them that something could be done about it. It was God's will and that was that. A century from now, I believe and trust, nuclear-powered rockets will be available and space engineering projects will be routine. Right now we're on the borderline of being able to find the threats and mitigate them. The finding problem is susceptible to increasing the power of sensors and computers, something which is accomplished on a continuing basis just by the advance of technology. The mitigation problem is more difficult, since progress in chemical rocketry is bounded by natural laws whose limitations we are approaching. Nonetheless, progress is being made. Nuclear electric, ion engine, rockets are clearly feasible, and more advanced nuclear rockets are at least in theoretical prospect. So how does that help us now? By giving us perspective. There are plenty of candidate disasters predicted for the next 100 years, global warming, pandemic, nuclear accident. None of these is as likely to wipe out humanity as a good asteroid impact might, but they all have imminent time scales. We have reason to believe that species-destroying asteroid impacts occur roughly every 64 million years. The odds that it will be in the next 100 years are almost 1 million to 1. Reason the second, for lesser space rocks, we are still a lousy target, and you, personally, are even a poorer one. Although there are a couple of cases, possibly apocryphal, of people's houses and cars having been hit by meteorites, nobody has been known to have been injured by one. Contrast this with the fact that there are documented cases of people winning the lottery, real lotteries, too. Not just the RIKL lottery in which everybody wins. Do you think you could possibly be unlucky enough to lose the lottery and yet be hit by a meteorite? And one sidelight, I always find it interesting that when an EO, near-Earth object, is discovered, its orbit is calculated and we're told it will pass less than 100,000 miles from the Earth, or whatever the number might be. This engenders some hand-wringing.